I'm not saying this to condemn you. I'm asking you to be obedient. I'm asking you to say yes. I've been asking you to say yes, and you haven't said yes, and I'm reminding you lovingly. I'm reminding you to move forward with me. I'm reminding you to give in to what I've been working in your life, for you've asked me for the will, the plan, and the purpose, and you've given yourself over to me in prayer. And I have answered your heart's desire by giving you the very instruction and thing that you need to do. I do not condemn you, but if you do not listen, I do bring conviction. And conviction is to remind you of the very thing that I've asked you to do. So I ask you to be obedient. Because on the other side of your obedience is more than you can ever imagine. More of what your heart's been longing for. More of moving into me for you to walk into the dreams and visions on your life and the calling. But it cannot happen without subjection and obedience to my will. So listen to me. Be obedient. Be obedient to the very thing that I'm bringing in your heart. Do not think any instruction little or insignificant. For when I lead with a purpose. When I give instructions, it's always for a reason that has so much more weight than you can see. Trust me. For when you don't obey, it's because you don't trust. And I'm telling you, trust me, because I only have good things. I only have life. I only have life and life more abundantly. Trust me. Trust in obedience and say yes. Listen to me. Hearken to what I'm telling you right now. You know. You know that I know. And I'm reminding you again. Move forward with me. Listen to me. I will never reject you. I will never, ever give up on you. My long suffering goes and goes. Goes and goes. And when man gives up, I do not give up. I keep going and going and going and going. But disobedience breaks my heart. Disobedience hurts my heart. Disobedience pains me in ways that you do not know. And so I express my love in chastening and correction and instruction. I express my love with the very thing that I'm asking you to do. Because whom I love, I chasten and scourge every son and daughter that I receive. So yield to my chastening. Yield to my instructions. Be obedient to what I'm saying, for I have given you all grace to say yes.